Want to make a difference in your community but not sure how? Go to GoFundMe.com right now and start a GoFundMe. Seriously. Your next fundraiser doesn't have to start in a school parking lot or a church basement. You can start a GoFundMe today in just minutes. Fundraise for yourself, a friend, or family member, or an organization. All that matters is that you care about them. GoFundMe is the trusted place to fundraise for what you care about. With no pressure to hit your fundraising goal, but tons of tools to help you reach it, you can confidently start fundraising right now. Whether it's creative, local, or critical, your cause matters. And there's a reason why GoFundMe is backed by millions and chosen by fundraisers everywhere. It works, and it matters. GoFundMe helps you make a real difference. Start your GoFundMe today at GoFundMe.com. That's GoFundMe.com. GoFundMe.com. This is a commercial message brought to you by GoFundMe.
Yo, so much cat hair on this microphone. That's crazy. Oh my gosh. Dexter, your hair is everywhere. Hey everyone, welcome back to Outside of Work, where we explore who we truly are beyond our job titles. I'm back. It's been four months. It's been 4 months. I think the last episode was November. No, it hasn't. No, I had another episode after that episode. It's been a minute, to say the least. And it's like, you know, I've been in kind of like a dark cloud, the best way to visualize it. And now I feel as if the clouds have parted and I can see the sun coming through. This warmer weather really helps as well. But yeah, you know, sometimes you have those moments in life. And I feel, for me, I like to be real with y'all. Hopefully when you guys comment or give feedback, you could be real as well. But life can be hard sometimes, especially nowadays. And I've talked about this a lot on this podcast where, you know, I think a lot of it is I've had a lot of expectations on myself. And the past year has been very difficult in realizing that some of the expectations I had for myself have not come to fruition. And so getting back on the path, or, you know, whatever new path this might look like, has been very emotionally difficult. My friend gave me some really good advice, because lately I just kind of have been balled up, not really wanting to do much. And she said, you know, sometimes when you don't feel like doing something, you do it anyways. You do it in spite of not wanting to do it. So I'm taking advantage of this moment where I see the sun to get back to my podcast. I love this. You know, this was meant to be something as a self-exploration, you know, a self-discovery. And we're back. My expectation was to release an episode every week, and then that became a lot. And then I was like, okay, bet, let's do every 2 weeks. And then that didn't happen either. So I think my expectations of myself have to change as well. I follow this one YouTuber named Swoozy. I've been following him for like over 10 years. This man releases like a clip like every 6 months, four, three, I don't know. It's like, it's just so sporadic, because he knows himself. He knows that if he sets himself on a schedule, it's just not going to happen. And when it comes to creativity and something that's supposed to be fun, like outside of work, I kind of don't want to put those expectations on myself. And hopefully you guys are okay with that and can still find enjoyment in following along in the self-discovery and in the episodes that I will bring to you in the future. So here I am, an imperfect person. I'm just a girl. And honestly, you know, I'm a girl who does all these things all by myself. The shooting, the writing, the editing, the everything. So it's a labor of love that I really want to take my time with and, you know, release when I feel as if it's like, yeah, this is good. And when I'm in the emotional headspace to do so, which I think is okay. I have been hustling all my life. It's been a hustle to do everything. Like, let's go. You know, bigger, better, brighter, whatever. And now I just want to have fun. I want to have so much fun. I want to enjoy creating and enjoy being. And I think that falls in line with life as well. Enjoying the process. Life is supposed to be slow. Life has no expectations. I mean, societal expectations, sure. But I think we all can create our own life at our own pace. And that's something that I'm learning. And I think that's okay. So I say all this as if I've perfected it. I haven't. I have not. I'm a work in progress like everybody. But yeah, that's just, I wanted to give you guys a little bit of a rundown of why you haven't seen my shiny face in a while. This does seem a bit shiny. Is this shot bright? Looking at my monitor. We'll fix it in post. With that being said, I had a lot of fun in this new episode. I somehow was able to wrangle my two younger siblings to talk about all things Gen Z. Okay. Well, honestly, they were actually pretty excited to come on. They're just like so open. And the conversation we have in this episode is literally just like how we talk in real life. Like, it's just gabbing. It's just a whole lot of cackling and talking over each other. But, you know, I really ask them because I want to understand, what are y'all going through, you know, as young folk coming into the adult world? My little brother Braden is 17. He's going to be a whole ass adult next month, 18. Aurelia is 22. You know, she's fully in her adulthood, working in going into her profession. And so I'm just like, this world, when I look at it, like, I'm struggling. What the heck is going on in your mind? What are you guys talking about? What is social media like for you guys? What's the lingo? Obviously, you know, the kind of thing that we all like to do is understand what the younger generation is talking about. And so this is what I ask them. And the conversation is very wide ranging. I feel as if we barely scratched the surface on the intergenerational differences, commonalities, all that. And so I don't know, maybe there'll be a part two, part three of this. But this episode is jam-packed. It is so fun. I hope you guys laugh along with us. I hope you guys, you know, give your own commentary along with us. Gen Z teaching a millennial what they're all about. Let's get into it. Hey, Gentrixon Edit here. One quick thing I forgot to mention. Towards the end of the podcast, you'll see the audio kind of drop out and sound different. That's because I'm trying out a new recording using my microphone and a new device. And unbeknownst to me, it ran out of batteries. So I'm using the camera audio. You can still listen to it. There's no problem. It just won't be as rich and warm and amazing as this audio quality. Okay, that's it. Back to the episode. All right. How about, like, give me one big clap so I can sync my... Ready? Let's do it again. Okay. Good job. Thank you. Y'all ready?
Yeah.
Just a conversation.
You want another clap?
No, I think we're good.
Oh, okay.
that was a good clap. You're good. Aurelia, Braden, how y'all doing?
I'm doing pretty good.
You're doing good?
I'll be fine once spring break comes. Yeah.
You're over it.
At least you got a spring break.
I'm busy. You have spring break. It's just later than mine.
It's just late, but like, we have track meets. We have pen relays. Also, running a 4x4 at pen relays this year, so we got to be there like all day. I feel like it's one of the more popular track events because people always have to stand and they're like, moo.
Yeah. Moo. Yeah. I like to watch it. I did not like to run it. Yeah. That was hell.
Watching it is definitely entertaining. Running it, it's something else.
I know. So I brought you guys on because I feel as if, you know, I'm a millennial. You guys are Gen Z. You guys keep me young. I'm trying to, like, you know, whenever I have a question, I'm always like, so what are the young people saying? What does this word mean? What's going on? And you guys help, you know, help an aging person get by, basically.
Gotcha.
So for the audience, can you please tell them your age and when you were born?
Hey, Morelia, I'm 22. I think about it. And I was born in 2003.
Yeah, and I'm Brayden. I'm 17, turning April 19th. And I was born in 2007.
Good Lord. I am ancient. 2003 and 2007. This is, All right, awesome. And me over here, 94. So, you know, just a little bit of a difference. Brayden,
yeah.
Right?
That's.
Yeah, you and I, Brayden, have a 13-year age gap, which is wild. Dang to you, too. Mm-hmm. And you're, how, nine?
Ours is just nine.
9 years. That's still crazy. Yeah. But, yeah. So, it feels like you guys grew up in, like, a different era and a different age than like me and our older sister did, you know? So yeah. So like, what do you think?
I feel like, at least for me, I feel like with him it's different. When I grew up, it felt more of like a transitional period in terms of like technology too. Because when I was younger, we only had access to like, you know, cable TV.
Yeah.
We had a computer downstairs and we played those like computer games like Solitaire.
Yeah, like the basic ones.
The really, really the basic ones.
With the computer.
The keyboard was like giant with the giant like
clickety clackety keyboards.
Clicky, yeah. And like it wasn't like common for people to like even like when I was growing up, it wasn't like a smartphone era until I got into middle school.
That's interesting. Yeah, it's interesting that you say that it didn't really become a smartphone era till you got to middle school, because most people would be like, you guys only knew technology.
I feel like there's more Gen Alpha than us Gen Z.
I feel like it's like the other half of Gen Z. Like him.
You think, Brayden, like, do you remember a world without technology?
Honestly, not really. Like, older technology, yeah. Yes. Like, I remember like just like playing my DS. I still have my DS in my room, by the way. I just remember playing my DS, and like we did have computer games downstairs. And then I definitely did notice a transition from like those like older consoles to like the newer consoles that we have now, which are smartphones.
Yeah.
And smartphones and like MacBooks and like all that jazz.
Yeah.
Like
yeah.
Him growing up, he got like his technology at a way younger age. That's what I mean.
Yeah.
So like while like, for example, like when Eugene and I got like our tablets and whatever, we were like in middle school, like 5th grade, 6th grade, and Brayden got his like 1st grade.
Oh, yeah.
You know? So it's like he more so grew up like with it in his face. But like us, we got it like a while later.
Yeah.
You know?
Because I remember Maxie and I, we got our first little brick phone, flip phone in 5th grade. That's what I remember.
Mm.
And that's only... Yeah, that was, to us, that was crazy. That was technology right there.
Yeah.
But we just couldn't text until, like, after a certain time.
Nine.
Or make phone calls until a certain
time.
You know what I mean? Whereas now the internet, like, you wouldn't even dare press the, like, web icon on there to go onto the internet.
Really?
That's money, bro. Yeah.
Wow.
Every minute was money. So it's like, oh, my gosh, you try to, like, backspace out of it so quickly. Yeah,
that's
so
funny.
Now it's just like unfettered access to the internet and like AI and everything now.
It's very easily accessible, and like, that's all that kids use.
Crazy.
I also have a question. Did each individual text you'd send cost money?
Yes. Yes.
I remember
Maxie got in trouble because she sent too many texts. and she was like, oh, I didn't realize every single like text, like if you say and send, yeah, it's like 10 cents or something. I don't know.
That's nuts.
Yes.
Oh my goodness.
Yes.
Would a paragraph be the same amount as like a word?
That's a good question. I think it was by characters too. That's actually a good question. I don't remember.
Mm.
But yeah, it was not, you couldn't just send unlimited texts and messages. You have to wait until after 9 p.m.
Yeah.
to like be able to send all those. Yeah. But yeah, what's something that you think millennials and like older generations just don't get about Gen Z?
Don't get?
Yeah. What do we get about you guys?
I don't know. No, that's like a you question. What don't you get?
What?
Yeah. No. Like, there's like, it's not like I interact with like enough millennials to know.
But is, like, have you ever had, like, I don't know. I just feel as if it's always like a thing of, oh, Gen Z just expects things to come to them. Gen Z doesn't want to work hard. Gen Z, you know what I mean? Like that kind of thing.
I guess maybe like, I'd say like, because there's Gen Z and there's Gen Alpha, and I feel like millennials tend to just blend the two together.
Yeah.
When they're very different. Well, they're a little different. I feel like Gen Alpha was fully raised on technology. Like, oh, for example, where at my job, like, I'm a server.
Want to make a difference in your community but not sure how? Go to GoFundMe.com right now and start a GoFundMe. Seriously. Your next fundraiser doesn't have to start in a school parking lot or a church basement. You can start a GoFundMe today in just minutes. Fundraise for yourself, a friend, or family member, or an organization. All that matters is that you care about them. GoFundMe is the trusted place to fundraise for what you care about. With no pressure to hit your fundraising goal, but tons of tools to help you reach it, you can confidently start fundraising right now. Whether it's creative, local, or critical, your cause matters. And there's a reason why GoFundMe is backed by millions and chosen by fundraisers everywhere. It works, and it matters. GoFundMe helps you make a real difference. Start your GoFundMe today at GoFundMe.com. That's GoFundMe.com. GoFundMe.com. This is a commercial message brought to you by GoFundMe.
And I just assume anyone under the age of 10 is Gen Alpha. I think that's a safe assumption, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. So very little kids, 4 or 5. 9 times out of 10, those kids have iPads. Those kids have iPads and they're on their iPads at the table. And if they're not on their iPads, like...
All of them?
Yes.
All the kids you've seen that come...
The young kids, like the young Gen Alpha age kids, they're on their tablet. They like have like iPads or tablets. And like, that's what they're on. And they're not like really interacting with anybody else.
Mm-hmm.
They're just on the tablets. Even when they're eating, they're like, the tablet's there. It's like posted up. You know, those cases that like have the stands? It's all of them. It's all of the kids.
Why do you think that is? That's so, I don't know. It just seems like they're not even interacting with the family. Whereas in back
but
in the
like,
day,
the family's
like
the one
to.
Who like bought it for them.
That's true.
The thing. So, and like when you're young, I guess, and it's just a lot of like, it's a lot of, what's it called?
Stimulation.
Yeah. Mm. It's a lot of stimuli. And that's like what draws their attention. But I also think it's like a lot because when those kids get those iPads taken away, from what I've seen, it's not fun.
Ooh.
It's not fun because I have to stand there awkwardly.
Oh, gosh.
And while the kid's, like, screaming or the kid's, like, freaking out. Or if a kid is, like, screaming or freaking out, like, the first thing the parent gives them is, like, their phone or, like, an iPad. So I feel like more Gen Alpha.
Jeez, they can't survive
like
without that technology.
Very reliant on technology. It's, like, it's always just there.
And you guys aren't? Because I feel as if whenever I see a group of Gen Zers, y'all just like, click, 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 clacking it away.
We are. I
you
feel
know,
like,
always on your phone.
I guess, like, I feel like the difference is more so, like, development of character. Mm. I feel like, well, maybe I can't speak on Gen Alpha like that, but I guess a lot of exposure, unlimited internet access takes them away from like reality and like I don't know, just like interacting with other people. They tend to just be more like blunt, but like not in a kind way.
Yeah,
like it's like not really, I don't know how to word it.
Yeah,
like emotional
intelligence.
Yeah, emotional intelligence is like,
that's interesting,
kind of like not there. Not the like unempathetic. Well, you see, that sounds crazy, but like that's like what it kind of feels like because of like the lack of having to like
interact socially.
Yeah. So
Do you think
I feel like with Gen Z, we got to like develop that before we got technology.
Okay. Do you think so, Bray?
Do I think so?
Or like, what do you think that, you know, older generations like millennials and others don't understand about you guys? What do we...
If I were to say anything, it'd be like the lingo that we use nowadays. Because it's surprisingly different. Because like we have a lot of slang words that like can mean one thing, but can also be interpreted as like another thing. And like, I think we'll get into that later, but I have like a whole list of words that we use nowadays that you probably wouldn't understand unless we'd explain it.
I know. With each new generation, there's like new lingo, new words, new ways of like, you know,
or they just things. Like change the meaning.
Yeah.
Things. Like, yeah. Because like, if you think about it, some of the words were like already established, like, and then they just over changed time,
they
it.
Just changed the meaning.
It's yeah.
completely different than its original definition.
Yeah. It's the opposite of what it used to mean.
Kind yeah.
of. But yeah.
So fascinating. I don't know. I mean, you guys grew up with, you know, me and Maxie, and you guys kind of grew up in the transition, you know, into this new era that we got. So what do you think growing up with like millennials, older siblings, how did that help shape you, if at all, you know, to maybe your other counterparts at school or at work?
I feel like it's not really a generational thing. We're mm-hmm. just having older siblings. I guess, and like, I feel like for me, I was more so raised by my older siblings.
Mm-hmm. I can and say then the same by myself.
By the time I like hit like fifth grade, sixth grade, and like you guys were gone, I was like a pretty developed, emotionally like developed being, you know?
Yeah. Would you say that came from just like you yourself, or like seeing how we moved throughout the? Throughout both. Our generations, yeah.
Both.
Okay.
I feel like it's like, I saw how you guys moved, but like, I also had like, the freedom to be myself.
Mm-hmm.
And also develop my interests that were like, outside of any type of technological thing.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I had so many hobbies when I was in fifth grade. Because like, what do you do in your free time?
Yeah.
Yeah, like, I like to draw, mm-hmm. I would play my viola, I was running,
mm-hmm.
I was outside, too, like, I played outside a lot.
Yeah.
Which I think is the difference between, like, Gen Z and, like maybe, like, Gen Alpha, because they're not really outside.
Yeah, I don't really like see a lot of kids playing outside anymore.
That's like, crazy.
No. Like, back when I used to play outside,
yeah,
we used to go to kids' doors, like, oh, you want to play outside? I'd be like, yeah, sure, and then we come, we'll have, like, we'll play, like, a large game of, like, Manhunt or something.
Yeah.
Nowadays, I'm not seeing that. Like, I can be driving throughout the neighborhood, like, I can, like, go run an errand to, like, Walmart or something, and I just see, like, the streets are just barren. Like there are some kids out there that are playing. They're like playing soccer, but that's really the only kids that I see.
Dang.
That
are playing
outside. Not as much as it used to be.
Yeah, because we got these basketball courts up there, and the swimming pool, and the tennis courts, and that big baseball field, and you know that's always empty. The athletes, those are always filled with kids in the summertime. Even when the weather got warmer.
In the summertime, there's more kids. I just feel like kids don't go out of their way to be outside as much as they used to.
That's crazy.
Like I'd be out in the snow.
No, literally.
I'd be out in like the cold when it's raining. We'd be like jumping in puddles and stuff and like rolling in the grass. It was gross, but like we did it because like
come back inside smelling like outside.
Yeah, smelling like outside. That's all there was to do because, you know, we were just outside like that. And I feel like now it's just like, well, it's cold. Why would I go outside? I'm going to go on my phone. Like
that's so interesting. Yeah. I remember. Yeah, because I used to play basketball with the... there weren't a lot of girls that were outside. So Maxie and I just ended up playing with the guys. Like, what are we supposed to do? So we would always play basketball with them outside. Or, you know, we used to have a basketball hoop right in our driveway. So we'd do that all the time. Or, you know, run around. You guys know me and my roller skating story where I jacked up.
I was there.
Yeah, I'm not the collective. Yeah.
I was there.
Do you want to tell the story, Aurelia?
Oh okay.
I'm dying.
So I was like three.
Remembering this was ingrained into your brain.
It was one of my opening memories to Aurelia.
Gosh.
You know, we used to live in Connecticut, and we had this driveway that was really long, and from the top of the driveway it goes downhill to the basketball hoop, and I'm at the bottom of the driveway playing with my Barbies. And Gentrix is at the top with her rollerblades.
No knee pads.
Yeah, no knee pads,
no helmet.
Naked shorts. And like, she's kind of, she just goes and, you
what
know?
Was I thinking? I was, I don't know what, I thought I was a daredevil or something. Like, yeah, I can go down this steep driveway and I'll be fine. The tree will catch me.
Yeah, you just went and, you know, you ate it. Your knee got messed up. I remember going over like, what happened? Oh, and like, your knee was mangled.
It was jacked up. That's why my knees are jacked up to this day. Because I was playing outside. I'll play outside, I get bruised. Like, that's what you're supposed to do as a kid, you know?
Yeah, rite of passage.
Exactly. You keep it pushing. But yeah. Okay.
Builds character.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So you feel as if it's more just like having older siblings that helped shape who you guys are nowadays.
I make fun of only children. Oh. Because they're weirdos. Every single only child I met is a weirdo. Well, there's like one exception. Yeah. But like, they just move differently. I feel like having siblings in general is like, it builds character.
It
but
really
like a
does,
certain
though.
Type of character.
Yeah.
Yeah. When you're by yourself and you kind of just get everything you want and you don't have to share. And like, it's those little things. It's those little things. But
exactly.
Like, throughout the past, like, the past 2 years, I've met the weirdest only children ever. Yeah. They're strange.
What makes them strange?
Lack of siblings.
What is that?
You said lack of siblings. I was gonna say, like, no self-awareness.
Yeah.
And, like, since, like, they're not around other people as much, you know? Social awareness is also lacking.
Mm.
What was I gonna say? Yeah.
Yeah.
It's like mostly that. Like, they just don't know how to like act in social settings. But also, you know how siblings like bully each other, whatever?
Yes.
Like, they've never been bullied before, so they're out here acting strange.
And then when they get bullied, they're
acting crazy, and then they're like, and then like they get bullied for it, and they're like, why are people bullying this? Like, why are people bullying me? And I'm just like, because you didn't have siblings to bully you out of doing that crazy
exactly.
stuff. So now you're like
Bro.
20 acting like wild.
Bro.
But yeah.
That's a good point. Siblings are the first bullies. You need it.
Yeah.
Character development.
We'll stop you from doing too much. We'll
stop you from being crazy. Like, what are you doing?
Yeah. So.
Okay.
Like, I remember. I think it was like me and Eugene. It was like we're like messing around. And like he picked me up and like he held me over like the edge of the rail. And I'm like, oh, let
what
me
the
down.
Heck? Why did I just find out about this? What the heck?
I didn't know about it either.
It was a while ago. It's not the first time it happened, but like it was
a while ago.
I don't know how old was it. Whoa,
like 10 years?
Like I was like 8 or something.
Oh, okay. I thought
so
you
like,
meant like
10
two
years
months
ago.
Ago.
No.
Like, what the heck?
No. Yeah, we were just messing around. I'm like, don't drop me.
Do not drop him on his head. My God. Oh, goodness gracious. What's something that you think millennials had easier compared to Gen Z? And what's harder for you? Or you know.
It, or had, like, nicer or, like, better.
Yeah, better. Or, like, what's
Ooh,
harder for you now? You know?
I have one.
Okay.
Or, like, I was scrolling through TikTok and seeing how, like, people, like, Gen Z were complaining because the club scene for millennials was so much better.
It was lit.
Than
was
what
lit.
We have now.
That's a good
and
one.
And like literally it has to do with phones and
yes!
like the introduction of technology because I can't speak for y'all, but like you guys were just out there partying. It wasn't really anything like about like looking like, well like you guys looked nice, but like you weren't worried about like being caught off guard.
Exactly.
Or like
getting exposed on social media for doing something
exactly.
while you know just out there having a good time.
Exactly.
Cause like now it's more so like you go out, people don't dress up.
Which is crazy to me.
At least in like this area when I go down.
Yeah. Oh no, I'm wrong. It's everywhere. I've seen it. Where is it?
It's like,
yeah.
like the go-to is black tank, jeans, white Air Forces. And I'm like But I want to wear a skirt. Like, and, like, girls, like, will wear skirts and stuff. But, like, I feel like it's, like, more common to just do the jean, black top, combo, wombo. Get your side purse.
Girl.
Go out. Like, that's it. And, like, anything else.
Like, it's a casual
like, if you,
Tuesday.
Like, if you, like, put on a dress, that's, like, doing too much. Kind of.
Meanwhile, me and my homegirls would not leave until we had heels. a dress or a skirt, something cute. We would go shopping for these outfits.
Yeah.
Get something together, get our hair done. Da, da, da. We were looking like to the nines.
You do not have to put in that much effort now.
That's like, crazy. Like, I could not imagine going to the club in sneakers. Are you kidding me?
Why not? That's what they do.
At least do like platform heels or something. Like something to look cute, but sneakers?
Yeah.
No. No. Yeah. Not white Air Forces.
I mean, I wear platforms because I like being tall. I'm short. Yeah. So like I wear platforms regardless. You know, like, and like I think people do wear platforms, but they wear like platform sneakers.
Oh my gosh. I can't. Is it just about comfort? Is that what it is?
Yeah.
Oh my lord.
It's like it's more comfort, but and then it's again like looks and stuff like
yeah.
You have in your phone, so nobody is like dancing really.
Really?
Nobody's like they're kind of just standing around and like hanging out and like being there. So it's just like, you know, you might as well dress up if you're gonna have your phone and like be like recording yourself or something.
The piece of
you know, like
that's what I'm saying. Going out, go dance, go grind yeah. on, go grind on somebody. Like, what are we doing?
When I oh my god, I went out with my two friends, my old coworkers too. It was so fun because we're like, let's go and dance, you yeah, know? Yeah. Like that's like all we did.
Yeah.
And like you'd be surprised when we were there how many people were just there, like just standing kind of. Not even like really dancing, just kind of like
that's crazy.
With their drink. And I'm like, there's no motion in this place at all, and it's packed.
Yeah. Which is funny with all your TikTok dances, y'all think you guys would be out there causing a ruckus.
TikTok dances aren't as like intricate as they used to be. I feel like circa 2019, 2020 was like, yeah. Mm. Now it's kind of like some like simplified little.
Mm.
It's not even anything crazy.
Yeah.
You know, but yeah, no. Okay. It's not like that. Like the club scene. And then like you can go, you can dance all night and then like look a mess and like it's fine.
Yeah, no. It's totally cool.
Not over here. Once the lace starts lifting over here, they're going home. Like. Yeah.
Dang. A girl walking home barefoot holding her heels. That was a good time. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. But now y'all just like cute aesthetic. And then you go home.
Clean girl.
Clean. Like, dang.
That's what they be saying nowadays.
That's interesting.
So yeah, I feel like you guys had that better.
Oh, that was so fun.
Like, I would love to like me and my friends were literally like, we need to go farther away. We need to go farther away.
I think if you go to New York, you might have a good time.
Yeah.
If you go into the city.
We were saying yeah. that we need to keep yeah. it pushing because there definitely be like more like,
mm-hmm.
even if it's a little bit. Like, I just feel like over here.
More like what? What was that, Aurelia? What was that?
Dancing.
More... Oh, okay. I thought you were saying something else.
Oh, what?
More black people.
Oh, yeah. That too. Yeah. That definitely helps. That helps a lot. Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, they were like, also my coworkers are like, older than me, so they're mm-hmm. just like all the dudes here are like early 20s, like this is not our demographic,
yeah,
really. And I'm like, you're right, we do need to like just go more over there because it's more diverse.
Yeah, it's more fun.
It's yeah, it's more things going on over there. Okay. I feel like we'd all have a better time because it's also like we're all like black, we're like we're mm-hmm. a little diverse little group.
Mm-hmm.
So
I dig it.
It's nicer like that. Yeah. Okay. So club scene.
Yeah, that's what yeah. we had easier. Okay. What do you think the other generation had easier than you guys?
I'm gonna be honest, Gentrix. I have no idea.
Yep.
I have no idea. I'm not ashamed to say that I don't know something.
Yeah. That's totally fine.
Well, I feel like technology just made things a lot easier for us.
Yeah.
Like, you guys had to do things old fashioned way.
Yeah. Exactly. Which was I mean, you don't notice that something is hard until there's an easier way of doing something. So it's just mm-hmm. regular life. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So like the technology you guys have now, maybe in the future, there'll be something even easier. You'd be like, oh, I just used to do it this way.
Yeah.
That's how it is for us, at least, you know? Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I can give an example of this because for track, we had to do a fundraiser where we go around selling popcorn.
Mm-hmm.
And I say it was like really easy for me because like I had access to my teachers. I can say like, oh, you want to like purchase some popcorn for the track team?
Yeah.
And like I can just even just like text people saying like I can send them a screenshot of like the flyers like, oh, you want to buy some popcorn or something?
True.
And they'd be like, yeah, sure. And like I don't have to leave the comfort of my bed in order to do that. And like I did go from door to door and like asking people. I mean, I got noticed left and right, but like. It counted, but like the days before, like, we had, like, smartphones, like, technology and all that stuff, like, people would actually have to go door to door, asking people, running for so-and-so track team, track club, would you be interested in this? Get doors and slam in their face left and right.
Well, just slam in your face and be like, politely, no.
So I think, like, the communication aspect is, like, a lot easier. Like, instead of, like, having, like, a face-to-face conversation to someone, I can have a conversation or, like, over the phone and, like, or just, like, text somebody.
That's true. We did have email. You know, it was a bit slower, but we did. But I remember, yeah, you're right. The technology makes it so much faster. When I was raising money for, like, what's that cancer walk every year?
Relay for Life.
Yeah, me and my friend. I remember I made, like, a cute little basket, had, like, pink ribbons on it, and it had, like, our Relay for Life team on the front. That. And whatever, and then I literally go door to door, like, being like, hey, you want to, you know, donate to my team for Relay for Life, or da, 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 da. And in that aspect too, people kind of had to trust that that's what you were actually there for, you know, whereas now you can, like, send them a link.
Yeah. And I feel like that was, like, more common too. So, like, people were more open to, like, yeah, I'll help donate for you. Now it's like, why are you at my door?
That's true.
You know?
Yeah. I actually raised a lot of money that way. I raised the most on my team. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But you used to live in this very populated neighborhood.
True.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's not as, I don't know. I feel as if I barely see anyone anymore.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, because people don't go outside. Yeah.
Craziness.
Maybe every once in a while you see somebody.
Once it hits summertime, it's like.
Yeah.
It'll pick up a little
bit. That's where people start crawling out.
Yeah. Out of hibernation. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Okay, let's talk about social media and the way Gen Z uses it nowadays. How do you think that's different?
Social media.
Mm-hmm.
Depends on the app.
Yeah.
I think. Like, I feel like with Instagram's very much visual aesthetics. You gotta look really good on your Instagram. Like,
yeah, you deleted your whole Instagram, Aurelia.
I didn't delete it. I archived my pictures from high school because when I was at Montclair, this chick said, your Instagram's really childish. It looks like a middle schooler's.
That's crazy.
She was also crazy. But anyway, she said, and I was like so like horrified. I was like, oh my God. Because like I had gotten my Instagram in high school. So I was like, there's not even any middle school pictures to talk about. What are you talking about? I was so mad. So I archived it. And then like after that, I started to try to be more aesthetically nice. Like I took.
What does that even mean?
Like I tried in my pictures, like they were like meticulous and curated and like very much like set up. And I made sure to like get like the really nice ones too, where I was like looking good. I was wearing nice clothes or like I'd be in good lighting.
Oh, that's and, exhausting.
Like, that's like, I feel like what a lot of Instagram is, it's very much like, ooh, I can't just like post like some for fun. Because that's what Instagram used to be in the beginning.
Yeah.
But now it's like not really like that. Like for Gen Z, it's like you gotta look good. And if you don't want to look good and if you don't want to post on Insta for fun, then you have a Finsta.
A Finsta. Y'all taught me about that. I was like, what's a Finsta?
Fake Insta, which is just like an account where you could just do whatever you want. And like sometimes it's just like they just post pictures or whatever. Like they do whatever they want. But like their main account is like looks nice.
That's
it's
crazy.
Like clean, crisp,
interesting.
Has good pictures.
Do you guys have Instas?
I do not.
No.
Would you tell me? Feels of y'all lying.
No,
lying.
It's too much work.
I'm not lying.
You say it's too much work?
Yeah.
Would you say the majority of Gen Zers have Instas?
I know a good amount of people with Instas because, like, I guess like spam accounts like fall under like the category of fake Instagrams where people like just like post whatever they're doing and then have their own main Instagram account where they post like important things like events or like. Or if they just think that they look good and they want to post on Instagram, then they post on their main account. And the spam card is just a bunch of, I don't know.
Yeah, spam falls under Finsta. Like, spam accounts are just, like, they just post whatever. They post a lot on there. So they'll have, like, hundreds of posts on there.
Okay.
They just post whatever. But on their main Instagram, they have, like, four.
When you really say spam, nice you don't mean like the spam that like tries to get your information, right?
No.
You
guys...
They're spamming their account. Like they're like excessively pumping out content.
Yeah.
Oh.
Excessively posting.
Okay. So that's different than their like regular Instagram.
Yeah.
And it's the same thing as a Finsta.
Pretty much.
I guess so.
Yeah.
Okay. Interesting. But you're saying, like, for example, Instagram's all about aesthetics. It's all about how you look. You're not just going to be posting, like, here's what I ate.
Again, it depends Instagram on the kind of person. First.
I don't know.
Depends on the kind of person. Like, maybe they'll post, like, small things like that on their story.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay.
But, like, main posts are for, like, pivotal things that have happened in your life, or like nice pictures or something like that.
Seems real curated.
Yeah.
Seems real curated.
Again, okay. It depends on the person. I know people who just like post a lot and like they don't care.
Yeah.
Like, but that's like a small few who like don't really care.
Yeah. So that's Instagram. What about the other social media that y'all use?
We can talk about TikTok, right?
Yeah. And make sure you're talking to the mic, Barry, just so I can move closer. That's all.
There's a saying that goes by like, TikTok is like a fast food restaurant, and like YouTube is like a dine-in like restaurant.
Okay.
Oh, because you can get like more extensive, like longer content on TikTok. Yeah. Not on TikTok, on YouTube, while TikTok is like more like short, like things that you can laugh at.
Yeah.
Because I feel like TikTok, like when TikTok came out, it ended up being like a culmination of all the social medias that people already use. So like circa 2018, I was using Snapchat.
Mm-hmm.
I was on Instagram a lot because TikTok didn't exist.
Mm.
Or, like, it wasn't, like, popular yet. And I was on YouTube so much. That's what I remember. Before TikTok, I was on YouTube a lot. Mm-hmm. Because there was a lot of, like, content creators on YouTube.
Yeah.
And, like, that's where they were. That's where they were popular. And, like, they'd update, like, weekly. I remember just always being on YouTube and watching, like, my everything on YouTube.
Yeah.
That's where I got my videos. And I liked watching videos, too. But then TikTok came, and it's, like, they're videos, but they're short.
Yeah.
Right.
And, like, that's what people have gotten used to. So it's, like, it has an effect on the attention span,
I was going to say, such short attention spans. And y'all talk so quick. Like, I'm like, oh, my gosh, wait, hold up. Talk a bit slower.
I can't
catch everything. You know what I mean? It's, like, everything's fascinating. There's, like, captions and graphics. I'm, like, I don't know how y'all keep up with everything that's coming up on the screen and how quickly the information is being disseminated to you.
Because it's just, like,
yeah.
What you've gotten used to. But
interesting.
I feel like TikTok's, like, the most popular like social media platform. But before that, it was like a good divide between like Insta and YouTube and like Snapchat. People like, I don't know, as you grow older, you kind of phase out of Snapchat, in my opinion. Like post high school, you're not really on it like that.
Yeah.
Regardless of like generation.
Snapchat was big for us in college, I remember.
Yeah.
Talk about like club scenes and stuff like that. It would just disappear. Like, you couldn't save it back in the day. It just it's gone.
Yeah. You know? Like,
that's where you post, like, but it definitely started to die down after we left college. Yeah. Mm-hmm. 2016 for us. So if you were to choose one social media, which would it be?
TikTok.
One social media to what?
To just use. If you only choose one out of all of them, which one would you choose?
I'm fighting between TikTok and YouTube. Because YouTube has like a lot more like longer content that I watch, but I also like a lot of TikTokers, so for the sake of argument, I'll just say TikTok. For the sake of argument, I'll just say.
Y'all must have been sad when it was almost taken away for one day.
You know, I was ready to change my life.
You were ready to be reformed.
I was so ready. I was going to go outside, like, and everything.
I thought I was going to go outside.
That was stressing.
I was like, okay, I'm going to become a reformed. I'm going to get back into reading. I'm going to read real books. Like, I'm gonna go outside. Maybe I finally have time to pick up like two more hobbies that I'm not. And then like 5 hours later is back, and I'm like, forget that. Right. Anyway, I was like,
as
I was about to set my foot on the grass, like it came back.
TikTok.
Darn.
Yeah. Dang, TikTok takes up that much time.
Right.
Yeah.
That's wild. I think it's the most used
thing on my phone right now.
That's like for screen time. Yeah. Let me see yours. Because mine is like a zero.
I was at my friend's.
Mine's probably bad.
It was like a Christmas party, and we were showing like our usage on our phone, and all of us had like TikTok at the top for like hours at a time. It was like so bad. And I was like, dang, I really do spend all my time
on TikTok.
What's it called? Screen time.
Bray, what is it?
3 hours and 26 minutes.
Is that overall or like average? What is that?
It's the most used app in the most used category.
Dang.
it's like the beginning of the week, so like it refreshed.
Ooh.
For me, it's 1 hour, 41 minutes, but like...
Seems small.
Last week, for the entire week, yeah. It was 25 hours and 56 minutes. So almost 26 hours.
That's a whole day and then yeah. some.
So yeah.
Wow.
And then everything else isn't as bad.
That's a lot.
Like,
that's a lot.
My Instagram's low-key a lot. Because, like, if I'm not on TikTok...
You're on Instagram.
I go to Instagram, and uh-huh. I'm only on there for the reels, because their reels are funny.
They are funny.
Their reels are funny.
Yeah.
Not gonna lie. Like, I'm not even on, like, the main
mm-hmm.
page with all the posts. I'm on the reels.
Mm.
But okay. My Insta was 13 hours.
That's
which crazy. Is better than 25.
By 12 hours.
And then the rest, it's, like, 4, 3, uh-huh. 3. But that's, like, for the week.
Yeah. Yeah.
So my
oh
yeah.
my gosh, I don't know. I don't even look at my numbers anymore. I know for all of them it's probably really low because I think I made a video about this before. I'm in that era where people are having a lot of life changes, and so yeah, so like people are getting engaged or married or having, you know, a baby or, you know, already have kids.
You're 30
kind of stuff. Yeah. I know. And it's not like I hate seeing that stuff. It's just kind of like, I don't know. It's like you're a human and sometimes comparison comes up and it ruins your whole day. Yeah. So then I just get off. Yeah, does that affect you guys at all? You know, this almost looking at like, oh, wow, look at this person's life or, oh, wow, look at what's happening here.
I find myself like unconsciously like comparing myself to other people when
yeah.
in reality, comparison is really the thief of joy. And The most common would be like in track.
Yeah.
Track is like there's levels to the sport.
Yeah.
So like you can like run like a good race that day, and like realistically you did run good.
Mm-hmm.
And then like you see a head like come up saying, oh, a 13-year-old runs a 10.5 in the 100 meter, and we're like, that's
yeah.
crazy.
Yeah.
Like, so then it makes you feel like that you're not doing enough as a track athlete when everyone's growth is different. Like
mm-hmm.
you could have like a breakthrough coming up and you wouldn't even know that yet.
Mm-hmm.
Like I feel like that was like me last year, because like I feel like I improved a lot last year
mm-hmm.
with like knocking like what, like almost 2 seconds off my 200 meter personal best.
Wow, that's
like,
big.
It was crazy.
Yeah, but then you see stuff like that and you're like,
oh, my goodness.
Or what's his face, Wilson?
Quincy Wilson.
Yeah. Wilson. A little 16-year-old going to the Olympics. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Crazy. Wait, like, is he 16 or 15?
He's 17 now.
Oh, he's 17 now. Well, he was 16 then.
16. Yeah.
Yeah. You see that kind of stuff, you know? Yeah. That's how I felt when I saw Sydney McLaughlin at the Olympics. I was like, are you kidding me? Yeah. I mean, she came dead last, but she was at the Olympics. And now look
yeah,
at her.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I feel like I've done a lot of improvement in my life.
Hmm.
In like a lot of aspects of my life. Like, to where I used to care about stuff like that. So, like, people okay. are, like, outside, like,
yeah.
hanging out, big friend groups.
Yeah.
Like, back in the day, like, in high school, I used to be like, oh, wow, having so much fun. But now I'm like, yeah. I don't really care.
Yeah.
Like, I don't really care. Since everyone's just on a different path in life,
mm.
you know, my life is not going to be the same as somebody else's. And I don't care if it's not the same, because I think I'm doing something completely different than my classmates mm-hmm. too. So like,
yeah,
I don't really have like a base for comparison.
Okay.
I guess since it's not even the same thing. So mm-hmm. I'm like, I can't even compare it. Like it's completely different.
Mm.
So I don't really like, I don't feel the need to compare. I don't feel compelled to compare.
Because yeah.
Yeah. I feel like my life is so different. And like, I know that like, I'm taking my time with like school and stuff. Mm-hmm. So I know that like once I start seeing the graduation pics this year, like
yeah.
I'm gonna be like, oh dang, like that could have been me, but whatever.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm not really like sad about it.
Yeah, yeah. But it's always, I mean, I feel as if like we're all humans at the end of the day. And it's yeah. always like that kind of like that thought, right?
Yeah.
And then you kind of have to like remind yourself, oh, yeah. you know, everyone's on their own path. Everyone's on their own journey, but yeah, it's real. Like, it's real sometimes.
Like, yeah, no, I just like, also, I don't know. Nah, let me not say that.
What?
No, it's going to be really like, it's nothing big. Like, I just don't care
okay.
about these people. So That's fair. Like, yeah.
That's fair.
I don't know. I just feel like I don't, like, have anybody to compare myself to.
Yeah.
Which is, like, nothing like, yeah, I'm better than all of y'all. It's just, like, I just...
There's nothing to compare.
It's just nothing to compare. And, like, I'm kind of just happy with how I am.
Yeah, but you're saying it took some...
Sorry.
But you're saying it took some time to get there, though, you know?
Yeah. It was an overnight thing.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Very much so.
I can dig that.
Like, I still care about the Instagram aesthetics, though. But, like, that's about it. It's not for comparison. It's for me.
Yeah.
So that people know, I look good. I'm like, hey.
Do y'all think that'll ever change, this, like, whole aesthetics thing?
Not for a while.
No. I
think so. No? You think we're just going to go back to posting whatever we want, you know, once we...
Mm-hmm. I don't think so.
No?
I think, like, now that, like, there's TikTok, that's what Instagram is for now. Instagram is now the app where you look good.
Okay.
Interesting. And, like, TikTok, it's, like, kind of, like, you could do whatever on there.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas before TikTok, it was like, oh, where can I be whatever? I could do it on Snapchat.
Mm-hmm.
I could do it on my Insta. Maybe I can make a little YouTube account, but, like, TikTok's, like, all that. So now it's, like, Instagram's aesthetics.
Yeah.
YouTube is for serious people wanting to, like, make their channels and stuff.
Yeah.
Snapchat's dead. Snapchat's for high schoolers.
Yeah, it's pretty dead. Snapchat's for... And Facebook is dead. I won't even ask y'all about Facebook.
I got a Facebook last year, but, like, literally only for, like... my major, like, that's it, because everybody was on there, but, like, nobody's on there like that. Yeah, so it's just like, why did I even get this?
I
don't really use it.
Okay. I feel this. What makes you guys cringe about millennials?
Cringe?
Mm-hmm.
Oh my god. So like, you know, someone's a millennial, like,
stop,
at least on TikTok, when they're recording a video and there's a pause before they actually start talking, that millennial pause.
Not the millennial, like, pause. They'll be looking at
the camera and they're like, so everybody, my name is, and it's just like, you could have started talking when you pressed record, but like, they wanted to wait. And then, and it's like, that's what they do. And it's so funny because it's just like, it's just something like a bunch of y'all do. So, like,
make sure
it's hilarious.
And I say, you gotta make sure you're rolling before,
like, it'll be here. Hey, everybody.
I'm like, crying.
Or like, just edit that part out. They don't, they don't do that. So.
Mine is when I see, like, you know, when people are, like, recording their thing in segments and you see their hand pulling back each time.
Yeah.
That one gets me. I'm like, oh, my Lord.
Don't even edit that to that.
Not the millennial pause. Okay. So there's one. I'm done. What makes you cringe about millennials?
What makes you cringe about millennials? Mm-hmm. It's just when they try to talk like us. That's really when they try to talk. Because, like, they just use things, our terms wrong.
They use it incorrectly.
Or they just pronounce it incorrectly.
Oh, it doesn't roll off the tongue. Like, you can tell they've never said it before.
Stop it. It's like, I see you trying to
and
act
they're using
young.
It in the wrong context, too. And it's just like,
it's like, we know you're
means.
Trying, but it's still wrong.
Yeah, that's not what that means.
Oh my gosh.
Especially, like, with emojis, too. Because I remember seeing this one TikTok where, like, this, like, I think this dad wanted to let, like, his son know that, like, his uncle died. And he used the skull emoji. And not knowing that we used to, like, use, like, oh, like, we're dead
dying laughing.
Because technically, he's using it correctly. Because whenever we search up, like, death, or, like, dead dad emoji comes up. But we don't use it for that.
Yeah, we use it like, oh, my God.
Yeah, like, I'm dead.
So I'm dead. It's so funny. Like, not like, oh, your uncle granddad died. Grandpa's dead. Like, no. Like, it's not like that. Oh,
that's
goodness.
Good,
or
good,
like,
one.
Someone saying, oh, yeah, my God, I'm so sad, you know? Uncle passed away, and they're using the crying
emoji.
But crying is the crying laughing
like,
one.
The crying laughing. I know exactly what you're talking about.
So their kids are
about.
Like, oh, my God. Why are you laughing? And they're like, I'm not. I'm crying.
Stop it.
Yeah.
Those are some good ones. Those are some good ones. Okay. So, you know, with the state of everything happening right now, do you guys feel as if you're prepared for adulthood? I mean, you're basically an adult. You're about to be turning 18, be official adult. Do you guys feel as if you're ready for the real world?
I don't know.
Mm.
I don't know. Just because I feel like it keeps getting worse. So, like, I don't know what I'm preparing for specifically. And then also I'm thinking about school, too. I'm kind of going with the flow with that one.
Mm-hmm.
So, Mm-hmm. Whatever happens, happens. But like,
Yeah.
I just feel like, because things are so expensive now, it's harder to find like anything really. And like living on your own is like some fantasy. You definitely got to get a roommate.
Wow.
Two or three.
Yeah.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
And then trying to get a job is like terrible too. So it's like the two things you need are really hard.
Yeah.
And I guess you won't feel like kind of prepared until you like get those.
Yeah.
Really, or at least like secure.
I love what you said. You're like, I don't know what I'm preparing for. Yeah. Because everything is changing so quickly and so rapidly, and the world is becoming more expensive. Right. What is it even going to look like by the time I'm done with school, by the time I'm, you know, ready to live on my own? Mm-hmm. Go ahead.
I say that I need to like focus on like my patience more and to learn to trust the process, because being like going into like being an adult, I have to learn that not everything for me will go as planned, and not everything will go as I want it to. Like, I have like a plan that I have laid out for me, at least like for my like first semester of college. Something may go wrong between that, and I have to learn how to deal with that.
Yeah.
Like, I could say like I'm gonna do well on this assessment that's coming up. I bombed that test. So I gotta learn how to bounce back from that. Okay.
Yeah.
Is there anything I could do to like maybe like retake the test, or like maybe I'll do better the next test?
Mm-hmm.
And like then be like finding a job down. Like that's like the one things I wanna do when I get down to Florida. Like maybe like I could apply to like three jobs that I wanna work for, just to, like make money on the side.
Mm-hmm.
And I could get rejected from all three of them.
Yeah.
So I gotta learn how what to do.
Temper your expectations.
Exactly. And also it's like a different environment down there. Like,
yeah, like
it's not New Jersey. Like
Florida, it is not New Jersey. Yeah. And that's so true. I mean, yeah, learning patience, and like life is funny because you can have the best laid plan and the universe, God, whatever, will be like, psych, you're doing this instead. Or or something will happen and it's like, well, now we gotta reevaluate. I always go back to, you know, I had 8 great amazing years in television, and I did everything that I wanted to. I grinded, and then only to like get laid off, and I'm like, wait, hold on a second, wait, where do we go from here now? Has the plan changed? Does it look different now? You know, do I need to do something different? I don't know. But yeah, you can have the best laid plans and
something, the
world will laugh in your face, like, haha, or the pandemic will happen. I know we talked about this a little bit with the state of the world or whatever, but is that a concern for you guys at all, the state of the world? Do you guys even talk about it with your friends?
It is a concern because it's like the world that I have to live in.
Yeah.
And it's trash. Do I talk about it with my friends?
No, you guys don't talk about the state of the world?
Well, I haven't seen my friends in a minute, too. So when we are together, we do like talk about it like a little bit, but like in terms of like, dang, I can't find anywhere to live. Dang, I'm trying to find a job and it's really hard. Like, you know, like I feel like that falls under state of the world. But it's like things like that. Like, do we talk about like current news? Like, oh my God, did you watch the news yesterday? No. Like, we are aware of it, but, like, it's just so, like, it's so depressing.
Yeah.
So it's, like, when I'm hanging out with my friends that I don't see a lot, you know?
That makes sense.
And even, like, when I'm at school or whatever, nobody really talks about that.
Yeah. Okay. What about you, Brian?
I want to say, like, my friends, we, like, it's just a thing. Like, no, we don't really talk about the state of the world, because whenever I hang out with my friends, we're just looking to have a good time, do whatever, like, even though the state of the world, like, it's all, you know, it's constantly changing, it's not in the best place it is by now, we don't really find the time to, like, really talk about it. And, like, the one time, like, we had, like, a genuine discussion about the state of the world was, like, back during, like, when, like, the Luigi Mangione case is new. And, like, asking, like, whether, like, what's our stand on this man? Like, do you think he's a, do you think what he did was, like, just, or was he just, like, a crazy radicalist or something?
Yeah. Yeah. The one thing that I do like about Gen Z is that, like, y'all don't give a fuck. Y'all don't care.
You guys will speak your mind. You guys will say, no, I don't want to do that. And no, I'm not gonna, you know, my job is not my life. Mm-hmm. No, I'm not. You know what I mean? You guys like have set boundaries.
Yeah, it's the boundaries. It's like caring about your emotions and mental well-being. It's like, if this is going to mess me up, I'm not doing it.
Yeah.
Like, that's me a lot. Like, I had to learn how to do that too, like post high school. I'm like, I gotta put me first. Yeah. Gotta put me first, Lucius. So like, if something makes me feel like as soon as it like starts stressing me out, if it stresses me out and it's not like important to like my grades or important to like my job or like anything, like if it's stress and I have to put up with it, okay. But if it's stress and it's just like, I don't know how to put up with this, I'm not doing it anymore, I'm just gonna walk away, or I'm just not gonna do it, or I'll be like, I don't wanna do this anymore. That's it. I'm not doing this anymore. And like, that's it.
Which is crazy to me. I mean, I love that because, you know, you're setting your boundaries and you know what you can, what you can't do. Meanwhile, us millennials, we're like, we're just going to push through. We're just, you know, this is what we got to do. This is what we have to do. So we're just going to chug through and get it done.
No.
Fascinating. Yeah. You don't do things that you don't want to do. You got your boundaries up.
Definitely. Boundaries. Like, one thing that doesn't sit right with me, it's saying like, oh, and I've had this said to me before, saying like, oh, an adult tells you to do something, you do it. No. Because if an adult tells me to do something that I think is just straight up down, I'm not doing it. Just like a random scenario.
Yeah.
Like, oh, for your punishment, you're running 5 laps around the school. I'm not doing that. I'm not doing that.
What?
I'm not doing that.
What do you mean
that? You're
not doing it?
Because so, what's so the
if
point?
Z says, y'all didn't hit your times in this 400, run 5 laps. You're not going to do it?
That's different. That's different.
Okay.
That's different with like, okay, because like.
You're talking about gym class?
I mean, for gym class, like, they can just give you a 0. Like, there have been some instances in gym class where like, well, I think I have taken a 0, or like, oh, it was a Mr. Benfetti. Like, he was a CrossFit teacher. Like, he forced us to play a game of volleyball, and I was wasn't really trying to do anything that day. He's like, oh, if you don't play, you're going to get a 0. I'm like, give it a 0 then. I'm not trying to play this game.
That's wild.
Well, like, even when you play volleyball, like, you could kind of just stand there. That's what I would do.
Yeah.
That's what I would do in gym class. I stand in the back and I'll be like, don't throw that ball at me. Like,
I think because like I was like dealing with like really bad like shin splint at the time, so I didn't really want to play. I wanted to shave my leg because I got like a meat coming out. I told him this and he wasn't getting it, so I'm just like, I'm not playing. You can give me the 0.
Dang. Y'all stand up to authority. Meanwhile, we're scared of authority. We're like, we're doing what we were always told, which I feel as of now is definitely changing. But that's how we grew up, like doing what you're told, being a good example, you know, following the rules. We're told to do A, B, C to reach D. And you guys are like, that doesn't really fit with how I am emotionally, you know? That doesn't fit my aesthetic. No, I'm kidding.
Like, for real. Like, if I need a break, I need a break. Or else I'm literally going to lose my mind.
Yeah.
So, just say no.
I do appreciate just say no. It's much easier said than done for some of us.
Yeah, it's pretty easy.
Yeah. Are there any values or behaviors that you think Gen Z does that millennials should adopt?
Basic respect. Everybody, but I feel like that's a given. You'd think that's a given.
You would think.
You'd think that's a given, but like I've been around so many people for my whole life, and sometimes it's like, at least for me, it's like so uncanny seeing the blatant disrespect someone will serve to somebody else. Like they'll be talking, and then everybody else will just look at them, and then move on and keep it pushing. Like they're not. They don't even exist. Like in that, like. I don't know. Whoa, I feel so like weirded out by that. And like that's that? Like
yeah.
People in like my generation. Yeah.
Dang.
So I don't know. I feel like
he's gonna ignore someone when they're talking?
Yeah. So like I don't even know if this like counts for like Gen Z so much as it's just like a personal thing.
Mm-hmm.
It's like some people just straight out dish disrespect, and it's like, or like lack basic respect for other people.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
That really, I think that's might be one of my pet peeves.
Yeah.
That and people who are emotionally immature.
Yeah.
Like people who just like are not willing to like communicate like what they're feeling in the moment. Like if you have an issue, like I've had people
talk about it, man. Talk about it.
Let him cook.
Like, I've had people come up to me with their drama saying, like, oh, I don't like what so-and-so is doing. I'm like, why are you telling me? Why are you not telling the person them. That?
Yeah.
Now they think I'm a part of the beef, and they come to be like, oh, why are you all in my business? First of all, I didn't even, it wasn't even me that was all up in your business.
Yeah.
I had this come to me. And second of all, do you really think that people aren't trying to be in your business? Because people are nosy. People may hear something and they just like assume.
Realistically speaking.
Yeah.
Because like realistically speaking, some people like might try to be in your business and be like, oh, some people come and ask you like, I've had people come up and ask me when I'm walking with my friends and stuff to be girls, oh, are you and so-and-so dating?
Just because you're walking with the girl?
Yeah.
Oh,
people, so that's the so example of people making assumptions.
Yeah.
On what's not actually true.
They'll assume and they'll run. They'll run. Tell everybody.
They'll run with it.
Everybody.
This happened. Like, no.
On some lies.
Misinformation can spread very quickly.
Yeah. Dang. And then 4 days later, you're learning that people freaking thought you like jump puppies. And it's like, where did this come from?
Side-eyeing you.
Be like, and nobody wants to communicate. So I don't know if millennials are better at communication than like Gen Z, because I feel like with Gen Z, either people are really like emotionally developed and they will communicate, or they will not say anything.
Really?
And which is like the harbinger of like so many problems.
Yeah. Cause I feel as if I've dealt with the other type of Gen Zers, the ones who are just like blunt about it. I'm like, dang. Okay.
Yeah. Cause there are people who are blunt about it, but those people tend to like not be liked as much socially because they're so blunt and honest. Cause like there's a lot of people who like don't like the blunt honesty. They want you kikiing and laughing in their face.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Lying.
Delusional.
But like also, back to the communication thing.
Yeah.
Oh, like some people like won't communicate with you, and they'll just like, and I don't know if that's because like they'll say like, oh, I'm scared, whatever. Or I don't know, or they'll try to do it through text, but again, text isn't like the best way because things can get misconstrued.
Like we talked about.
And whatever. Like whenever I have to communicate with somebody, like if it's something important, I'll be like, we gotta talk about this.
Yeah.
Like we should talk about this in person or whatever. And then like, I don't know, sometimes even in person, people won't tell you everything. Mm. Or people won't. Mm.
That's interesting.
Communication is something that I think is important, or something important that I learned, because like a lot of people aren't good at communicating.
Yeah.
Or like from my experience with people not good at communicating, I've learned that I need to communicate more.
Yeah.
So that I can avoid miscommunication. I can avoid bad things happening, but I can avoid people who don't communicate.
Yeah, that's so true. With millennials, I feel as if, I don't know, I feel as if coming up, we were kind of like the era of finally talking about our feelings, like, you know, making going to therapy normal, making talking about our anxieties and the different maybe mental struggles that we have, you know, more open. So I feel as if I'm able to communicate just fine with some people. But then, I think it becomes like a person-to-person thing. Like you said, how emotionally intelligent are some people? Can they actually have this conversation? Can they bring up this topic to me? Because I've definitely had people who have not spoken to me and have gone on to like snitch or something. And then now we have a problem because you didn't even come to me to talk to me.
At least like just go to the person
first. Come to me to talk to me.
And like things will be resolved so much like simpler or whatever. Easier, smoother, but
exactly
they can't do it.
Yeah, I want to make it more difficult.
You don't cause unnecessary problems.
But like, I guess like sometimes by communicating, it will like expose them.
Yeah.
So you know,
that's true.
It's also a way to like avoid getting caught up in their like own stuff.
Yeah, even though they need to talk about it.
So
now you guys teach me some Gen Z slang. How do you want to do this? Let me put my iPad to the side.
All right, so I have this large list of words that like you're just going to say. You're going to go from the top down. You're just going to say them. And what did we agree upon that she's going to like?
She's just going to say what they mean or like what meme it's referencing, because like it's only a couple, but like because some of the words like are referencing like a specific meme.
Okay,
but yeah, just say the word, say what it means.
Oh gosh,
say what it references.
Oh, okay. I got this one. I got this one. Riz. Okay, I know this one. Charisma. Riz. It's like charisma, your aura, like, you know, how you can bag somebody. Like, you got hella Riz.
Yeah. Yeah, your ability to, like, attract somebody. Like,
yeah,
charisma.
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay. Cap? I know, that was a lie.
Yeah.
I know Cap. We use that. Fine shit. Fine shit. Like, ooh, that girl's fine. Like, that's some fine shit.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
I think about
that
one. Okay, let's see. Chop shit. Like it's messed up. Like it's bad. No?
Yeah,
no, chop is someone who's ugly. So like,
chop
shit.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
They ain't fine shit.
They ain't fine shit, they're chop shit.
I'm using this. In the big 25, Rose? In the big 25? Was this like Bachelorette or something?
No, nah, because in the big 25 means like when someone says like a joke that's like outdated, even if it's like a joke that's used last year, people say like, oh, you're still saying that in the big 25 as in like in 2025.
But we're in 2025.
Yeah. Like you're saying like that old joke in 2025.
Oh, yeah. Okay. In the big 25. Interesting. Okay. Yapping. Oh, that Riley does this. Talks a lot.
Talking a lot.
What? Just yapping all day. You even said it.
Yeah, I was said by yapper, yeah.
Edging. Ooh, this means something different. Nah, what do I know?
I think it means the same thing.
Does it?
Yeah.
It's like.
Yeah.
We come really close to.
Yeah. Okay.
That ain't even slang.
It can also be used in different contexts too. When like, said. Like,
oh yeah.
Like, hang up like, oh, like why are you edging us?
Yeah. Okay. I see. Like just tell it to us already. Okay. Yeah. Tantalizing us. Mm. Okay. Buns. Booty.
No,
they can reference that, but also reference something being like bad. Like, oh, like,
oh, that's buns.
Yeah, this song's buns.
Well, let's get on the mixtape.
Yo, this buns. Buns.
This is a buns. I like it. Looks maxing. Okay. Like, maximizing the way you look.
Intentionally, yes.
Yeah.
Okay. Like, okay, so what would you say? How would I use that in a sentence?
Like a horrible brain rot type of way. It's like, oh, this dude's trying to look max because he's like mewing. He's getting in the gym.
He's mewing? Okay, now you're just like using a whole bunch of stuff at once.
Is that one in the list?
What the heck is mewing?
I don't think I put it on there, but you can talk about mewing is like.
It's like
you put like your tongue to like the roof of your mouth and like
it's basically having good mouth like posture. Like naturally like how people or like to maximize your looks, they say that you have to have your tongue, the base of your tongue at the roof of your mouth, and like your mouth is closed because it's pulling in the muscles here. And you're basically training the muscles and it helps you to be more defined, have a defined jawline, everything like that. But also like I don't know. You might have a little bit to do with posture, but it's mostly just to like get a really defined jawline.
Exactly. Yeah,
like you know those people that have like no
servant face.
They have like no jawline.
But like, like with mewing, it's become like a meme because people are just like, oh, I gotta hit my mewing streak, and they like will do like and like like show off their jawline because it was just this whole thing. But like it was like.
I thought it meant
falls
like,
under looks maxing, but like in a funny context.
Gotcha. Ooh, do you guys actually use these words? Like, do you use looks maxing? Do you use buns?
I use that as a joke.
It's like chronically online terminology.
I don't use it
like you don't use these terms.
Assume,
it's like TikTok comment type seriously. Of thing. Like you'll see like in the comment section and stuff. Like that's where people use it because it's like online lingo.
Right, online.
I'd say
interesting.
Some of them I use IRL though.
Okay. Oh, I know this one because I've been on Reddit. I know this next one because I've been on Reddit nowadays. Chat, am I cooked?
Yeah.
Okay, it's usually on like live stream, right? It's a, like a live stream thing. And then am I cooked? Like am I done? Like am I done for? I know this, guys. I'm not that old. Aura, I know this one. This is like, it's like a vibe. It's like, you know, what you're giving off.
Yeah, someone's energy.
Yeah,
like
someone's energy.
You can gain aura from doing something, or you can do something really embarrassing, and you can lose aura.
Lose aura.
Yeah.
Let's say like you're playing like a basketball game, and like you like I don't know, you like you get your ankles broken, or like you flop in your face, like you lose aura from that.
Minus 1,000 aura.
Yeah. How would you use? Stop laughing. No, no, no. How would you use it in this? Like, no, and now y'all are pitying me. No, how would you use it?
Right. How would you use it? In this you used it right. You're fine. You're fine. He just did.
Okay.
Yeah. You used it right. You're fine.
Okay. Infinite aura. Okay. Where the huzz at? What the heck? What the heck is this? Where the huzz at? Where's the fun? Where's the party? What is this?
It references a group of girls.
Yeah. The huzz are like hoes? The girls. Yeah. Where the hoes yeah. at? Yeah, basically.
But like we don't like actually use it like as a term. Like
we don't say
like,
hoes.
Hoes.
We say hoes. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Just like, a little different.
The huzz weren't impressed by that.
The huzz. I've never seen that before. H-U-Z-Z.
Yeah.
Huzz.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, there you go. There you have it. That's some Gen Z lingo sprinkled in with a little bit of Gen Alpha.
But Gen Z still uses it.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. I learned a lot. I learned a lot. Are there any closing words y'all want people to know about Gen Z?
Just keep doing your thing, to be honest.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Keep them boundaries.
Mm-hmm. Learn how to communicate.
Yeah. That's absolutely. It. Yeah. Yeah. Thank you guys. I think there's something to be said about the generations listening to each other, because I feel as if, like, you know, as the newer, younger generations come in, we tend to think, oh, they don't know what they're doing. They're not doing things right. Da, 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 da. Mm-hmm. But so much insight can be gained from people who have a new perspective and a new way of thinking. So I just think it'll be good for all of us to just talk to each other. Like you said, communicate.
Communication.
And, yeah. Yes. Yeah, that's absolutely key. Well, thank you guys.
Mm-hmm. Signing off. Disney Channel.
Yeah,
wait,
right?
Will that get copyrighted? <Da-da-da-da-da>.
Done. Hey there, one more thing before you go. First, thank you so much for watching and listening. You didn't have to. You could have done literally anything else with your time. So I am so appreciative. Number two, if you liked what you heard or you resonated with anything, please like, comment, subscribe. Do all the things. All the links will be in the show notes so we can continue exploring this wild, weird, wacky, and awesomely wonderful world outside of work.
Gotta put me first, Lucius.